This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cavaliers getting ready for Game 3 against Orlando. We got the NFL draft, and the Browns will eventually make a pick, allegedly. Folks, this weekend we could have a World Series preview. Cleveland, Atlanta, part due. As Atlanta's off to a 17-7 start, and we are off to a 17-7 start. And to talk about your Cleveland Guardians, and to talk about baseball, and to talk about Tito Francona and the interview, the very good interview that he just had, legendary MLB analyst, father of our old coworker Jeff Kirkchin, who's also a wonderful host and a wonderful man, and I believe a wonderful father now, Tim. Tim Kirkchin joins us on the show. Tim, good morning to you.
How you doing, fellas? And yes, my son Jeff is a great dad. He is juggling all sorts of things in morning radio, coming home and then bouncing his baby McKinley on his lap. Very proud of my son. He's doing exceptionally well.
It is absolutely wonderful to hear that. Tim Kirkchin joining us, ESPN. Again, he appears on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and he is the co-host of Is This a Great Game or What? The podcast with his son, Jeff Kirkchin. And again, our former co-worker and a wonderful man in his own right. Tim, we'll talk about that just coming up here in a moment. Guardians out to a 17-7 start. Have they been the biggest surprise in Major League Baseball, or one of the top two? What are you thinking?
Well, certainly one of the top three. The Royals are doing way better than I thought. The Brewers are doing way better than I thought. Several other teams are doing better than I thought, which is great for baseball. But the Guardians being 10 games over already and outscoring their opponents by 47 runs. And I think the most surprising thing is they're second in the American League in runs scored to the Orioles. That's the big surprise for me. I thought going into the season they had a chance to win the division because Shane Bieber was coming back. Their pitching was going to be really good. Bieber went down after two starts, and instead they have moved forward, and they have done that with good pitching, but especially with a very good offensive team so far. Did not see that coming, and given this is a very winnable division, there's no reason to think that the Guardians, you know, long way to go, but can't win this division. There's no dominant team there, and they've outplayed everyone so far, and it has been really impressive to watch.
Hey, Tim, it's interesting because, not going to lie, here in Cleveland, not a ton of buzz. It was an offseason after a disappointing year when you lose your storied manager, someone that this town rallied around, obviously had teams rally around in Tito, and then they go in a totally different direction. They did not go with a vet and someone who's been around forever. They went with a guy who was just pretty recently in Major League Baseball. What did you make of going from Tito to Vogt the way they did?
All right. Well, first off, there's no replacing Tito Francona. I said last year, and I've said almost any year for the last almost 20 years, if I had to pick one manager to manage my team for a year, that's who I would pick, is Tito Francona. Not just because of his baseball acumen, but with his touch with players, his feel for the game, it's so important. But I've known Stephen Vogt for a long time. I wrote a long story on him for ESPN.com this spring, and there was no doubt in my mind the minute he took this job that he would be the perfect replacement for Tito Francona, because he has a lot of Tito in him. He's got a tremendous sense of humor. He's got a tremendous feel for people. He never misses a trick. He's all over everything, and yet he's got such a creative and soft side to him that I knew right away they got the right guy. I just didn't know he'd be this good after 24 games. The Guardians are in the right hands with Stephen Vogt this year and moving forward. They really got that one right.
Tim Kirkjian joining us on the show. There was a recent study that came out. Mitch found it, where the Guardians are known as, again, one of the finest organizations in professional sports. Fans, you know, Tim, they don't always feel that way. It always starts with ownership, as it does in a lot of places in professional baseball. Do you think a fan would rather have good ownership, solid leadership, contention every year, or competency every year, or do they kind of want a wild man who's willing to spend money on anything?
Well, I'm going for the former every time here. You know, competent ownership is absolutely critical because everything filters down. And if the owner's all over the place at the top, say with the Oakland A's, a completely violent example of this, things don't go particularly well. The Guardians have been well run. The guys who run the team do an exceptional job. And I think they're in good hands. We just have to recognize it's not a big market team. It might never be a big market team with the way ownership and everything else works. But to be a contender every year is something that most teams don't get. So I'm not saying Cleveland fans are spoiled or want more. They do. And once it's 1948, I understand that. But it's been a pretty darn competitive team for the last 10 years, if not longer.
Now, you talked about the offense, where they are statistically, and there's still a way to go. I mean, you haven't really gotten much at all out of your MVP, your almost annual MVP candidate in Jose Ramirez. What will stick around the whole season? What do you think has some likelihood of being, you know, really good the rest of the year with this lineup?
Well, first off, you're right. Jose Ramirez is a really, really good player. And he's hitting, what, 230, and they're 10 games over 500. I would be thrilled if I were a Guardians fan that this is where our offense is and our best player hasn't gotten going yet. Josh Naylor's a good hitter, fellas. This isn't just a three-week start to the season. You guys saw it last year. That guy can really hit, and so can his brother behind the plate. And Stephen Kwan's a real deal, man. He's not just a really good defensive outfielder. He gets on base. He doesn't strike out much. He's tremendous at the top of the order. He's way over 300. Those two things are going to stick. The question is everything else going to work? Is Andrés Giménez going to keep hitting like he did 2 years ago and like he has so far? I really like where they are offensively, not just because they're a small ball, hit a bunch of sacrifice flies, go first to third. They're doing it with a little bit more thunder. That's how they're scoring their runs, and that's how you have to win in the big leagues today. You have to hit a home run here and there. You have to hit a ball in the gap here and there, and that's what they're doing.
Now, you mentioned the rotation, and unfortunately, we've already had some unfortunate news to begin the year. We know about Bieber. We're not sure about Tristan McKenzie, who's going to pitch today, and there was recent reporting about what's going on with his arm, and then we had a setback, quite possibly, with Gavin. So, with all of that said, you still think that the Guardians are going to be able to pitch, right?
Yeah, I do. Now, again, Tristan McKenzie has to be healthy for the whole season if they're going to win this division. They're going to have to get more out of that rotation, because ultimately it's been the bullpen that has been so, so good, even better than the rotation. I mean, you know, Hunter Gaddis and, you know, the closer's been great. Tim Herron's been great. They have a really good bullpen right now, and that's going to have to keep up if they're going to win this division. But to be where they are with Bieber making two starts, McKenzie up and down a little bit, Gavin Williams hadn't pitched yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think it's a really good spot they're in right now. It's going to get better from here in the rotation.
Why do you think, Tim Kirkjian joining us, ESPN author, also the co-host with his son, Is This a Great Game or What? It's a podcast, wonderful new podcast. They just had former Guardians manager Tito Francona on it. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or visit greatgameorwhat.com. Tim, why are there so many pitchers now having to get Tommy John? Why are there so many arm issues lately in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, it's not lately, though. It's the last 10 years, but it's getting worse, and we need to address this. And there are a lot of reasons for this going on, but the number one reason is the industry has demanded that our pitchers throw as hard as they can virtually on every pitch. And now we're throwing fewer fastballs than we are off-speed pitch in the major leagues. And now our pitchers have been told by the industry, you have to spin that slider, that curveball at X rate. Otherwise, you're not getting to the big leagues. You have to miss bats. You have to strike people out. Otherwise, not only are you not going to get here, you're not going to stay here. And those are all bad messages that are being sent. We're going to have to go back to Little League, literally to Little League, and say, all right, kids, you don't have to throw as hard as you can. You don't have to strike everyone out. You don't have to throw the best curveball on the team. You have to hit a bat, get somebody out, and move on. We are so far away from that right now, and that's, to me, the biggest reason why we have all these injuries. Seemingly every day somebody good is getting hurt, and that is not healthy for the game.
Boy, it's interesting what you just said. It has to be Little League. You know, in golf, you have the USGA, right, that is supposed to monitor the sport from the top on down all the way to beginners. What do we have in baseball? Who is that? Who's in leadership to make something like that happen?
Well, again, there's so many different leadership levels. I mean, the Little League at Williamsport does the greatest job I've ever seen doing almost anything, but it's going to have to start with our parents and all these instructors that a 12-year-old has, where we're just going to have to change the narrative a little bit that the goal is to get people out. And then once we get to pro ball, part of the problem is we're teaching the same things. You know, Paul Skeens in the Pirate system, he's got like 12 innings, 27 strikeouts so far. It's ridiculous, but we're not pushing him in an innings limit, which is a good idea so we don't get him hurt. But maybe we should go back to the way when I first grew up and when I first started covering baseball in the late 70s. The more you throw, the better, the stronger your arm becomes. But you don't have to throw as hard as you can on every pitch. You don't have to spin it as hard as you can. To me, that's what needs to be adjusted.
Do you think the changes in Major League Baseball, pitch clock and all those things, have they been good for the game? Have they benefited the fan interest?
Yeah, I think the pitch clock has definitely worked, and I'm 67 years old, so it takes me a long time to adjust to change. So I think almost everything is working, but I will tell you, I still do not understand why we have to put a ghost runner at second base to start the 10th inning of an extra inning tie game. It's just, it's time to get rid of that.
Put him at third?
It's building support. The more it happens, the more people like it. I'm sorry. I don't like it.
Okay, now I got it. Lima, you have to tell him your original idea for extra innings. Tim, Just hear him out. I think it's actually fun. Well, you're going to think it's really stupid, but I think it's fun.
Well, I was trying to think of outside the box ways that we could make it interesting, because I was so saddened by the amount of fans that would leave these games that would go, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours. So I said, every inning you pull a defender, you pull somebody in the field off the field every single inning. So the later you go, it would mean more explosive highlights, more exciting plays, and of course, more runs.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Okay?
No, Tim, please, no. No.
God, it was Sal Pell the other day. Now it's Tim Kirchen.
Yeah.
No, you guys are too young to remember the King and His Court, which was Eddie Fainer, who was the greatest softball pitcher in the history of men's softball. And he was so good. He only needed like four fielders because no one ever hit the ball. And he just needed like one outfielder, a shortstop, and a first baseman, and a catcher, and that was it. No, we're not taking anybody off the field. We need to play nine innings, and if we're tied, we need to play the rest of the game until somebody wins. We've been doing this for 150 years. We should keep doing it.
Tim, my dad told me about him because I'm not joking. I saw an episode of King of the Hill, and there was the ace and his jewels, the ace of diamonds and his jewels. And it was a King of the Hill episode, and my dad's like, that's actually been done in real life, and then he told me all about it. So I am familiar. I am familiar with it. Tim Kirchen joining us on the show. What, you got something there?
Yeah, oh, so you had a
chance. No, I don't. No, I'm done on Eddie Fainer.
Lima, go ahead.
So you had your recent podcast with your son and Tito, and I guess one of the questions we had when Tito was all said and done, was he going to be all said and done? Was he actually going to retire? Do you get the feeling that he could manage again?
I do. Now, he called it retirement to me. I'm enjoying this retirement thing. But I think there's a chance, at least, that he, in fact, a American League manager told me a year ago, Tito is going to get healthy. He's going to get in better shape to manage, meaning he's going to get of as many health problems as he can, and then he'll be back in a year and a half. That's what he told me. Now, do I think that's going to happen? My guess at the moment is no. My guess is he's not going to manage again. But is there a chance? Absolutely. He loves the game. It is part of his fiber in every way, and I wouldn't be shocked to see him back. Because he still has a lot to add to the game, and he still loves it, but he's got to get healthy first. But I think he's getting healthier, and that's a really good sign no matter what he does.
Podcast is still really really new, Tim. Can you tell us a little bit about it and what people are getting into when they listen?
Well, we're five episodes in. It runs an hour every Tuesday. We have interviews with people who make us laugh. There's no heavy lifting here. There's no anger here. There's no screaming. It's a father and a son doing a father-son podcast about baseball. My son Jeff, as you guys know, is really polished on the air. He doesn't understand baseball like his stupid dad does, because that's the only thing that I understand. So everything else that's going on in the world, pop culture, technology, and everything else, he can add to that. And I don't want to get corny about this, but sitting next to my son doing a podcast once a week is the highlight of my week every week, and it's the highlight of my professional career. We've always wanted to do this. We're having an awful lot of fun with it. And I can promise you, if you listen, you will laugh and you will learn. And I think those are two things we don't do enough of these days.
How often are you watching his kid?
Oh, every Monday I go there, I see McKinley, my granddaughter. But the problem is, fellas, the entire studio is set up in his basement, and it takes a while to do some things. So it's not like I'm just going to Philadelphia, where I am once a week I wish I could see my granddaughter more. But once I get there, we go down in the basement and we don't come up until the job is done. And then I take care of some family stuff. But Jeff and Emily have done a great job taking care of the baby. I just drop in and be pop-up here and there.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tim, we can't thank you enough for the time. Again, the podcast is called Is This a Great Game or What? It's available wherever you get your podcasts or online, greatgameorwhat.com. Tim Kirchen, ESPN. Tim, thank you very much for the time.
Okay, my pleasure, fellas. See you.
Yes, sir. Tim Kirkjian, ESPN on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.